Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program on a Sunday morning. I've got a short article I want to share with you. It's from ChristianPost.com. It's entitled, Poll, Majority Now Believe Government Threatens Freedom. For the first time since 1995, when Pew Research Center began asking the question, a majority of Americans believe that the federal government threatens their personal freedom and rights. Now, when I read this morning, I thought to myself, how do you feel about that? Do you feel that the government threatens your personal freedom and rights? And initially I thought, well, no. And then I thought, yes. And I was quite conflicted. In so much as if you ask me what is a particular way in which your personal freedoms and rights have been taken away from you, I might pause for a moment and struggle at immediately thinking about something in particular that I would like to do and am not able to do. And I want to discuss that as we work through this short article. 53% of respondents answered yes, while 43% answered no when asked if the federal government threatens your personal rights and freedoms. The January 9 through 13 Pew Research Center poll, 1,502 adults, has a margin of error of 2.9% percentage points. Before this month's poll, the previous high in June 2000 and March 2010, when 46 and 47% respectively thought government posed a threat to freedom. The lowest levels of concern for federal government infringement on personal liberty were November 2001 and August 2002, when 30 and 32% respectively were concerned about loss of freedom from the federal government. Most of the increase in concern came from conservative Republicans. 76% of conservative Republicans now say they are concerned about the federal government infringing on their freedom, a 14% point increase from 3 years ago. The percentage of Democrats saying they're concerned has not changed much in 3 years, a little over one-third. And that's probably in part because, folks, if you believe the man in office is doing a great job, you probably will not feel threatened. If, in fact, you believe the man in the office is not doing a great job, you probably will see him as a threat. The poll was taken after the shooting, school shooting in Newtown, Mass. There has been much public debate about the new gun control measures as a result. The poll found a wide difference between respondents who said they have a gun in the home and those who said they do not have a gun in the home. Now listen to this. 62% of those with a gun in the home said the federal government is a threat to liberty, whereas only 45% of those without a gun in the home expressed concern about the federal government infringement on liberty. There was no partisan disagreement, though, when asked whether the political system can work fine if its members of Congress that are the problem, or most of the Congress has good intentions, it's the political system that is broken. 56% answered that members of Congress are the problem, while only 32% said the system is broke. The answers among Republicans, Democrats, and Independents were nearly identical and within the margin of error on that particular question. Is the issue the people or is the issue the system? And quite frankly, folks, the system is great. The system is just fine. The system has worked for exceptionally well for 200 years. Three parties, a house divided with an upper and a lower, two representatives from each state, and the upper representatives according to the population, and the lower, it's working just fine. The issue is we need to vote the bums out. And the bums do not get voted out, quite frankly, because everyone believes their bum is just fine. It's everyone else is bum. And as long as that mentality prevails, there is no hope of changing the people in office. Moreover, I believe that which would fix the problem more than anything else is term limits. Term limits. Congressmen and women come into office, average citizens, upper middle class, lower upper class, and they leave millionaires. The overwhelming majority leave millionaires in both houses. In fact, the studies have shown that even during this economic disaster, they're still making millions. How is that? How is that the case? Well, there's lots of reasons and lots of ways that's happening. So then how are your rights being infringed? Well, let me just give you one simple idea. If you are paying more taxes than you were in the past, you have lost freedom. Freedom has been taken away from you. The freedom to do with that money which you want to do, whatever that is, give to your church, take a vacation, give to the United Way, fund your son or daughter's education, buy a new car. That's freedom. That's freedom taken away from you. And if you go to work every day, and if you make more than the typical American makes, if you make more than the typical American makes, you're blessed. No question about that. And you're also paying more than your fair share of taxes. More than your fair share. Do we all need to pay taxes? Absolutely. Do we all need to contribute to local police and fire and first responders? Yes. Do we need to contribute to a state government? Yes. Do we need to help provide for the National Guard? Yes. Do we need to provide for our own defense? Yes. But what I'm noticing more than ever is the degree to which there is such a partisanship occurring. And if you listen to Democrats talk, they talk exclusively almost about the DOD, the Department of Defense, as a problem for the imploding debt, the exploding debt. If you talk to Republicans, they talk almost exclusively about the entitlement program. It doesn't seem that there's anyone out there that recognizes that we've got a problem in spending everywhere, in every facet of the government. And every time you hear about we have a revenue problem, that is to say we're not collecting enough taxes, I want you to recognize that that is a threat on your personal freedoms. There's no question about that. When the question is asked, the federal government threatens their personal freedoms and rights, if you respond no, and you're paying federal taxes that are increasing, understand that those taxes impact your personal freedom to do with your money. It's your money. It's not their money. Now, you maybe do not think of it as your money because you never see it. And that is the absolute beauty of payroll deductions. In payroll deductions, you don't see it. So you think your money is what comes in the net box, the net pay due, the amount that was deposited into your checking account, the amount that's written on the pay line in your check that you receive. You may not have looked recently at the gross income and recognized the degree to which your personal freedoms are being taken away from so that others do not have to work. That's correct. So that others do not have to work. Do we want to provide a safety net? Absolutely. Yes. Positively. Let's provide a great safety net. But that safety net cannot be 40% of the population. That will not work. That financially will not work. That has to change. Everyone has to work and everyone has to pay. And they have to pay in proportion to the amount that they earn. And at the present time, we have a exceptionally disproportionate system whereby I am expected to pay for myself, my wife, and my son, and an entire another family that is not working and that is collecting more benefits from the federal government than they pay into. It's not proportionate. It's simply not. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day.